Headache check. Who's got one?
I do, brother.
Yeah, this is gonna be a struggle, right? You guys are just a body check-in real quick, because I know your mental is firing on all cylinders as always, but
right.
Sometimes the body can drag down the mind.
Well, it's so firing behind a wall of pain.
Right.
Well, guess what? Bean Flicka Bensinger is up in Los Angeles right now as of Bean Flicka. Just thought of that.
The Bean Flicka?
The Bean Flicka. Ew, man.
Welcome to Joy Tactics, the podcast dedicated to all things joyful, joyous, and meeting as many celebrities as humanly possible. Hosted by Eric Rahill, Nate Veroni, and Jack Bensinger. Enjoy.
No, not sexually. Jesus.
Why is that not in, speaking of on topic, why is that not in more like, you know, music song? Like there's got to be a couple songs called the Bean Flicka, but, or one or two.
But you never allow that.
I mean, that just feels like a perfect chorus, you know?
Flick, right. Oh, my bean.
Can I flick like that bean off the bean? Flicking the bean? Oh, I mean, it's too easy.
All right.
Shawty, can I come over, flick and flick the bean?
I liked where that came at, where that ended musically. Dun, dun, dun. That's related to what we're talking about today.
I'm in front of like Capitol Records executives.
Whoa. What's this?
Well, it relates to the topic that we're discussing today. Imagine playing guitar like that.
Oh, get the fingernails. Christian
and beginning to rap after the guitar ends.
Oh my God. Don't tell me somebody's about to.
Ooh.
All right, this is by
Eric.
Imagine me on a mission trip to Tijuana in fourth grade, driving down, listening to this on the CD player.
What the fuck is this, Eric? You listen to this growing up?
Oh, of course,
that's
man.
That's like those YouTube Kobe videos Magic. Where they do imagine if Biggie Smalls was flapper music. That's like what, yeah. That's like that genre.
Yeah, that was a genre-bending experience.
That's amazing.
Well, he is from a group called DC Talk, which was a Christian rock superpower group. You remember DC Talk?
Of course. Jesus Freak? Of course.
Remember
DC
Jesus Freak?
DC Talk
song?
Was like... One of the it was when like there was like, wait, Christian music can be like cool, you know, and
you
there
can
was
be
like
sick
tapping
and
into
Christian
like the,
as well, right?
Yeah, that was the Oopsie first daisy. Time that Christianity kind of tried to be
right
break out of the sort of I don't know old model of it just being right. like crotchety and you wear a suit to church and it's like nah.
Nah, DC. Actually, what are they we called? Have sexy-ass chicks, but you can never touch them unless you marry them. And we also have sexy-ass men who sing and rap. And we hope you like it. We hope you become Christian. And if you don't, you're going to hell, bitch.
You can't touch them before marriage? That's a...
Hell nah, man. Have you done that?
Not even a handshake?
I remember wrestling with that so hard. I'm like, fuck, I have to get married at 18 because I can't fucking hold this shit in anymore.
Damn.
About to explode.
There's so many Christian dudes who that is their main motivator was just
they want to
get married just so they can, you know, bust, you know.
Look at the Pope. What do you think he's holding out for?
Right.
The afterlife.
Well,
the post-mortal.
I just found out the Pope's against gay marriage.
Is that true?
Oh.
Did you hear this?
Oh, he's going to regret that when I fucking get down on one knee right in front of his ass and say, guess
surprise,
what you
surprise.
Just missed out on? Shoulda, woulda.
Mm-hmm.
In another life. I hate
all
to hear
oiled
that.
Up in front of the Pope.
Oh, my
you,
God.
You wish you could marry my ass, but you reject this. You reject this type of love.
If you could just give one oiled up lecture in front of the Pope.
Yeah.
Dude.
That's right. Right. And do it ASMR style into his ears, you know? Mm-hmm. Do you think anyone he'd be changing his tune?
Do you think anybody in hell has ever been down there and gotten their hands on like an arrow or a gun or something and threw that shit all the way up to heaven and hit somebody in the head? Has anyone ever even conceived that?
Funny that you still think that heaven is in the sky when actually heaven is where you find it. You can find it here on earth with the right group of friends.
I see what you mean, but do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. I didn't mean to, wouldn't that be a nice derail there, but
that'd be a nice story.
Talk more on that, Eric. I mean, what does heaven mean to you?
Heaven means to me
interpretation. You know,
you know, there are these two women that go and review restaurants and film themselves talking, and they're about in their 70s, and their names, their podcasting names are Chips and Salsa.
Cute.
And
heaven means to you. So, and you
that's heaven, bro. They found heaven, by the way. That was their entry into heaven. They're there. They're having a great time. And that's what it would. I mean, neither of you guys would ever do something cute like that with me. Put it that way. I asked.
How many milligrams of ibuprofen are you on right now?
Oh, good question. About 400.
Wow.
To the standard dosage. Or no, maybe two. I took two pills.
Usually you do grams. So just here in milligrams. Yeah, full.
The 1 gram.
The 1 gram dab.
Ibuprofen challenge.
Ibuprofen dab.
I'm sure that you can make, there's like packets that you could put in your drink. You know, it's like crushed up and you can.
Oh, you can get that delivered through into your blood ways. Gumming ibuprofen.
Look at you perverts trying to look at my fucking girlfriend. No one was going to warn me that she was getting doxxed right here in the bottom corner of the screen.
Wow. Yeah, well, nice so try. I can't nice even try. See shit.
I was like chameleon blending in with the the background.
Chameleon.
You know what? I have to. Hip-hop. I forgot to make this announcement, but I messaged Nutbuster DC. So Deep Underground Poetry has gone down. Okay, it's no longer available. And I messaged Nutbuster DC and I said, bro, like, I really dig your stuff. Like, where can I find you after, you know, this is closed down?
Right.
And he emailed me back. I have his direct contact information. And I really don't know what to do with this. And this is like getting into such uncharted territory, and I don't know if we can. It's like that phrase, you never meet your idols. I don't know if I want to, you know, if we really want to go down this route. And by the way, he is a very old man.
I'm not getting you fly out to go meet him. Where does he live? I would fly out.
He might kill you.
Take him out to dinner.
He might put something in that drink and kill you. I just am putting that out there.
No, I would bring the food. I would bring the Raising Cane's chicken over to him.
Well,
take a picture with him, ask him not to speak, and just get out of there. Take the picture for the pod and
make him eat chicken fingers
and hightail it out of there. Yeah, eat this. You,
it's a good genius. Craigslist.
Do you think this could be his new platform where he just reads poems? Direct.
Yeah, I think we should get him to come on and read one. I think so. And
this is his new, because I mean I would have to think that our audience is way bigger than his platform there. So he would get a boost in viewership.
Right.
And maybe it would, you know, excite him a little bit to do it in a live setting, you know, on a video.
And I think he's easily excitable. Right.
I think so. I think he is.
You think his full name is Nathaniel Buster?
No, it's not. I know his full name, actually.
All right.
And I'm not going to dox him.
We just want to give the listeners some hope, because I know you guys are all crushed that Deep Underground Poetry has shuttered its doors.
I
wonder if we could talk to the site administrator and have it be put back up again, but sponsored by Joy Tactics.
I mean, how much would that site cost? You know,
I can't imagine that much, dude.
Probably 16 a year. I bet it's $16 a year.
Should we message
it's probably so low. It's probably It's probably because like somebody's like credit card that it was on like got stolen and they just like didn't update it or something. And they're just like, you know what? Like this is like they were doing Rocket Money and they just saw that I'm still paying for deepundergroundpoetry.com to own that domain. Like, I think it's time to go.
And okay, here's what she said. So the Deep Underground web mistress left a message and she said Deep Underground Poetry was a poetry and creative writing community founded in 1999. This website ran at this address from 2009 to 2025. There's no contact info though. I don't know how to contact the web mistress.
If you're a hacker out there, get us in
please
touch.
Please get us in touch with the web mistress so we can make an offer. And Joy Tactics can once again fuel creative expression.
We need to get into internet. Venture capital funding. You know, we need to start using our fucking the Patreon money to, you know, we should have like a Shark Tank sort of style.
Right.
Invest
what
in
is
some
venture?
$4,000 in the worst businesses ever. It's like not even close to enough to get anything off the ground.
I'm down. I mean, we have to do something with our lives. I've been feeling this more and more. I need to fucking do something with my life that serves others. Okay?
To service others?
Isn't that glitching out for you, Jack?
Yeah, but it's probably such a good point. Yeah, Nate's
hello?
Totally.
Hello?
I feel like he's check? About to disappear.
Check. Check, check. Hello?
He's talking.
Oh. Can you hear me?
Oh.
Hello?
Nope. Nope.
Fucking great.
Well, while Nate's really frozen, I'll just play this chameleon.
What do you
want to
talk
song.
About? Please.
Well, somebody brought you up. He just logged off. All right. So it's Chameleonaire. This is a song that our dear friend Danny Catlow put me on to. I maybe have played it on here before. This is True, featuring Lil Flip by Chameleonaire. And I think this is one of the most perfect blendings of Yankee Doodle era music and hip hop.
Oh, I love this song. It's the almighty King Cooper. Chameleon at a color change of lizard. The mixtape Messiah. Please stand for the ghetto national anthem. Let's go. Man, forget what them boys is talking about. I'm true. Riding swings, you're gripping grain. I do. Your candy red, your candy blue. Your popping trunk, your jamming screw. Wow.
I mean, literally, that's riding into the 1776 Revolutionary War in the lowrider with the hydraulics. If you pulled up to the musket fight with hydraulics and a fucking gat, people would, I don't know, that might end the war. If you think about that. So if you went into fucking the border of Kiev or Ukraine and Russia right now,
right,
with a vehicle that just stuns everybody.
Yeah.
And say, like, I'm not with anyone.
Well, you know, you saw Isho Speed going to China and he's doing the new drone style flying cars.
Yeah.
Imagine
yeah.
we get Isho Speed, Aiden Ross, we get fucking Destiny.
Dana White. Destiny.
Dana White. Theobon. We get them all in the flying cars and army and we have them blasting Chameleonaire coming into the battlefield, dropping into the soldiers. They
well,
have
did you just see,
Happy Dad for everybody. A bunch of fuckings in. Everybody, drop your weapons. Come in here. Get a picture with us. Get your goodies, and stop fighting now.
Hey. Squash it. Whoopsies,
bro. We're talking about rap now. Finally, dude.
Oh,
and,
good.
We're having
good.
A great time chatting about it. and the power of rap, the power of music. Really. Oh shit.
What's that? Is that an accident? Is that sexual?
That is, I mean, I'm sure this is an internet-based podcast, and I'm sure everyone who listens to this knows Viper, but Viper is gotta be my favorite. Bro, he's good, bro. I'm not kidding. Yeah, Viper is legit good. You know about Viper, right,
Viper,
Nate?
Of course, dude.
Do you guys know this song by Viper? Dude,
he has some good song titles, I remember.
I mean, bro, this is legit. This is some Nate style sexual jerky music. In the studio apartment, no AC, no windows open.
This is the Flick the Bean remix.
But I mean,
we can't say that phrase ever again.
No, I think that has to stop. That needs to be shut down.
Yeah.
But for those who don't know Viper, which is probably... Oh, shit, he's arrested. Oh, hell yeah, no.
I don't think he's doing...
Free Viper.
The last time I checked in on him, I remember him. He wasn't doing so good.
What happened to... What did he do?
I forget, but I don't think it's... I think whatever it is, it's not pretty. But life is...
Yeah, never mind. I'm taking it back. I'm taking it fucking back. He's not doing... Nah. Shit.
Would you guys say
well,
that?
Well, he's being held for good reason.
You know what I just listened to was Snoop Dogg's new album. It's pretty good.
Oh, he just, yeah. Is it?
It's called like he. Hold up. Let me fucking pull this up here. I mean, Snoop Dogg is still got it, man. Like, I mean, talk about a person who I don't think his quality has dropped down ever. And shout out to him for
Snoop never dropped. You don't think it's ever dropped?
Is it a crime? Listen to Is It a Crime? Okay, that album. And tell me if his fucking pen, his penmanship has gone down in any way, shape, or form. My favorite song right now is My
You think
Friend.
He's up in the studio writing with a pen and paper?
Oh, for sure. He's writing with a fucking blunt. He doesn't even need a fucking pen and paper,
oh,
dude. Shit.
Oh, there's a song. Oh, that can we please listen to Sophisticated Crippin for a second? All right, let's put it up.
Dude, the album's great. I'm telling you. He's got good taste in. Listen to that. Come on.
Damn.
Ooh, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
This shit different. Still on top billing.
Yep.
Damn. Wow. Imagine being the sexiest, most whitest TA at a liberal arts college and you're grading papers and you're fucking smoking a thick ass, great flavored blunt. And then some chicks walk in. Hey, excuse me. I need some schooling on my to get better at this class. I can't help you. I don't acknowledge that type of behavior. Get out. I won't be tempted by you.
Shut you don't understand door, me. I'm actually like, yeah.
Literally just want help. We'd never fuck you in a million years. Like,
get that.
You're yeah, in weed yeah, psychosis. That's what they all say.
I mean, rap, dude. Rap has changed my life. There's no question about it. Let's go back and think about our earliest experiences with rap. When's the honestly, first time you remember hearing someone rhyme words musically?
The first, I think I got a package. Did you hear that doorbell? Anyways,
that was cool. That added some texture in a way that I really
liked. Yeah, it did. It did.
The first rap narrative. Song I remember listening to is that, bah! I think it was by Diddy, by the way. So, you know, can't help that, but.
Oh, bro, but we, you're right.
I'm coming. Isn't that by Who's Hot? That's by Nas, I think. Yeah. Who's Hot? Who's Not? Tell me what's on the door. Who went out the plan? Or is that by Mace? That's Mace, I think. That's Mace.
Never Mace mind. Is Welcome Back. Diddy, I think, welcome is back. Welcome back. That was funny.
Remember the band aid that? Remember Nelly wearing the band aid? I remember seeing that.
Yeah.
And I'm not kidding you. It changed my idea of what fashion and style could be. Because I'm thinking, bro, that's just a band-aid. And he's putting it on his face. Or it's a band-aid, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, and immediately he looks sick as fuck with a band-aid. And I'm like, what could I do other than losing weight to give me style?
Oh, dude, you could put a fucking IV drip in your arm and just walk around with that, not connected to anything. What's he doing?
Medical. Well, Dave Blunt is kind of doing that. He's using medical technology as kind of a sort of, I mean, he's not using it as fashion. He doesn't need it, but he has kind of like tubes going in his. You know who Dave Blunt is, right?
Not yet.
You know who Dave Blunt is?
Nah.
He's like the.
Unless I went to school with him.
I mean, I can't say it any other way. He's an overweight guy, like really, really overweight. And he's also like wrote every song on Kanye West's new sort of. World War III album. So he's collabing with this guy.
Oh,
he wrote the cousin song. I gave my cousin head. He's the guy
who wrote it.
Yeah.
Jesus.
And he was like, I was in some interview and he was like, how'd you like, it was Adam 22 or whatever, that guy interviewing David once. And he's like, how'd you come up with that? Like, what were the conversations like? And he was like, man, I'm not going to even lie. Like, I didn't want to put no metaphors on that shit. Like, I didn't, like, he just gave his cousin head. Like, that's the chorus, you know? Like, let's just, that's it.
Yeah.
And Kanye West has compared him to Shakespeare. He says the modern day Shakespeare.
Dave Blunt.
I know a lot about Dave Blunt, by the way. So if you have any questions, just,
that's good for this episode. We'll be talking about hip hop. I would say hip hop.
Oh, damn. Yeah, he looks amazing.
And then to tie this in with Snoop Dogg, actually, Snoop Dogg was making fun of him because he raps from a couch because he can't stand up. And he was like,
I know, clowning looking at on that couch him. Right now.
And he would do like shows because he just is like, can't get up. And Snoop Dogg was coming at him about it. And then they kind of had a beef going back and forth. But I think they squashed it.
Thank what God, is this man. Song by close. Dave Blunt called If I Would, like If I Could, I Would. And the cover is like him and two white guys, and then they're knocking off the Pineapple Express DVD cover. If I could, I would.
I don't know.
That should be our fucking phrase.
If I could, I would.
The Joy Tactics slogan. If I could, I fucking would. But
how
I can't.
How about this? If I can't, I will.
I don't have the
stop
ability.
All wars, say that. I would.
Wow.
The amount I would say of independent rap battles on YouTube that I am off book on involuntarily from my childhood is not something I'm proud of. I would say every Scribble Jam, this was a big festival, World Rap Championship. 2-on-2 battles, incredible. It started to get a little, as you guys know, as everybody listening knows, once it kind of got into the written, you know, King of the Dot, kind of had started that, and Jump Off started the more written, the acapella written rap battles are a little tough. I'll say it. Damn, and there's a movie that is so fucking funny. What is it called? I think it's called Bodied. If you are looking for an ultimate movie experience, there's a rap battle film. This was from 2017, directed by Joseph Kahn, who I think directed The Eighth Mile, if I'm not mistaken. Maybe
Eight
I'm mistaken.
It's not a documentary?
You mean 8 Mile?
Yeah, that's what I meant. It's not a documentary. This is a narrative feature film. It has some actual battle rappers in it. Charlamagne the God is in it. Jackie Long, Calum Worthy, Rory Uphold. But this shit is one of the most amazing films I've ever seen in my life. It's very melodramatic.
Is it before 8 Mile?
Bodied?
No, this is definitely way after 8 Mile.
By the way, is there a 1 Mile, but, 2 Mile? Is that the 8th movie in the franchise?
Right. Good question, mate.
And is there a futuristic one in space called the 107 billionth mile, light year mile?
Is there a UK version called the 8 kilometers or 10.5 kilometers?
Nate. Save it, man. Save it for the live show, man.
We're fucking cooking, man. Holy shit. Get me in the fucking
Don't forget, man. Wait. Is there an adult version called... What about 8 inch? 8 inch? Have you seen that film?
Oh,
and thick.
Where they do the masturbation battles?
8 inches and
peculiar
and doesn't work. No pill can change that.
My daughter just committed suicide, and you didn't even think that I had what it takes to take you on a date. Remember that guy?
Right. Of course.
You think I'm ignorant? Meanwhile, I'm 8 inch thick, and my daughter just killed herself. That was.
I don't know if this is relevant at all, but Jack, I saw you like this video. I'm sure you like every one of these posts, but it was from Vin Diesel, and I was laughing watching him. I don't even know what was happening, but the music was like way too loud, and I don't know if it was like added in post, and he was just like talking about a car or something, and I was like, this is so busted. And of course you were like the first person on the list, like Jack Benzier like this.
Vin Diesel is not getting the respect he deserves. He is such a, I would say Vin these are my two people. If I could stop the whole world and say, let's appreciate them while we got them, Vin Diesel, Anna Faris.
Well, Anna Faris. You know, Anna Faris went to my high school and was taught by my drama teacher as well.
And I had Anna Faris training.
Huh? I really did. Oh, yeah. And Jack met my drama teacher from high school.
At one of the most busted stand-up shows I've ever done.
Was that the crocodile or was this like
what's that back room called?
I forget. But that was did I bomb Jack on that one?
No, you did not bomb. You did great, man. And I had a fucking horrible set for 40 of Eric's high school classmates, family members, and teachers. in a small movie theater.
Would you ever go back to your high school and like talk to the drama kids? Like, what would you say to them?
Well, I drove by it today, and I was thinking, in a heartbeat, brother, I would be there.
What would your talk be to the students? Like, what would be the message that you want to give them?
You have no control, and if you're chosen to ascend, you will. And if you're not, you're stuck. Don't worry, but you know. And by the way, if you don't have talent, like you know, some of the kids I see in here have talent, but if you don't have it, don't even fucking try. Because it's a brutal world out there in the entertainment sphere. I'd probably play some improv with them, show them different famous people that I've met, show them the numbers that we're pulling in on the podcast, and then just open it up to a Q&A, say, what do you guys need to know? Then drive to the bar with my drama teacher, get blackout drunk, then drive to the beach, and record an episode of this podcast with you guys.
Wow.
Have you had a drink with this man?
I have. Mr. Mint.
You have? Well, yeah. What is this person like, do they think of you as like a star? Like, were they like, I always knew you would like, you know,
you would make it? No, he's pretty real. He's a real one. But I really don't think I would be doing any of this stuff if he wasn't so encouraging.
Mm. Wow.
Let's get him on here.
Dude, I would. Mr. Mint, get Mr. Mint on the podcast. I think Mint, he retires this year. Mr. Mint.
Of the Leaf.
Mr. M-I-N-D-T.
I would say there's, I would have a teacher on, I would have any one of my teachers on from growing up. And you know what I would do? I would say shame on them. Shame on them.
Why? For just handing him a packet?
For handing me handing a packet, yo. I feel like I was literally, my life has been one series of packet handings, yo. And you can't do that with people. You can't do that with the future.
Nah.
Did I have one encouraging teacher in my fucking life? Yeah. Second grade.
Who?
Puppet show. Mrs. Wilson. Or was it Miss Wilson?
She said you did a good puppet.
And I think, oops. I honestly think it was I'm not even kidding you, I think it was my second grade teacher. What are the odds?
No, my second grade teacher loved me as well. What the hell?
Are we in the same grade?
Do you guys want to start a podcast?
Maybe.
Dude, I want to go back to high school and say, give me all the fucking kids who are in zero clubs, zero sports, zero AP classes, put them all in my car. And we're just going to catch up. We're just going to chat and figure it out. And I'm not going to come in there as a position of authority. I'm going to say, basically, we're equal. And let's just rap.
That should be an automatic club in schools where it's like, if you have nothing going on, you should just automatically be in. That's its own club. Is like everyone who doesn't have anything going on. It's like you have to have lower than a 2.4 GPA to like get in. You have no sports, no extracurricular activities. Band. You just got, yeah.
I want to start a program where you ask the teachers, you say, I know y'all have an idea if something bad happened at the school, which kids would do it. You know, you can tell in the kids' eyes the darkness. Mm-hmm. Give them to me. We'll drive them to a Cirque du Soleil style training camp, like Robin from Batman's sidekick. Give them to them and let them do acrobatics, a very hard thing, for a few years. See what happens.
That's where the wilderness programs are fucking
up. That's proactive.
Totally. They think that these kids.
You think it should be wilderness? It should be acrobatics.
It should be acrobatics. If it's going to be in the wilderness, it should be building BMX courses out of dirt. It shouldn't be
bartending class.
Yeah.
My dad taught bartending classes.
Did he? Yeah. Dude, I want your dad to give the Joy Tactics listeners a bartending lesson so bad.
He knows all the
types, by the way, when you break
every
your drink,
all the flair bartending techniques. And he before he did the class, I don't think he had ever bartended before. Like, this is how charming and charismatic my dad is. I think he took the class. And then he convinced the teacher to let him teach the next course.
We have to get your dad on. I wonder what his favorite drink to make is.
Oh, man. That's a good question.
That's a great question.
What did
he
say about the steak dinner?
I can't say. I think he's a listener now, so I can't.
Well, I want to have him teach me how to make that steak for good reason.
We should do the dad files. Each one of our dads come on.
Oh, yeah.
Or all dads. Just let the three of them go at it.
We have all three interesting fathers, I would say.
It would seem.
Oh, my God. Guys.
What? COVID?
He died.
Remember, this
is
me, Fran Drescher, your
SAG-AFTRA
president.
Message from Fran Drescher.
Our SAG-AFTRA national board has voted overwhelmingly to approve the new commercials contracts. Now you have a chance to vote on it.
That's, for everybody listening, that's literally Fran Drescher, our president of the SAG-AFTRA union.
Calling you directly.
And she just called me directly to give me some amazing news about the new commercial something contract. So you heard it here first. Something amazing has just finally happened for actors across the country.
You're constantly
you guys know
in SAG-AFTRA,
what SAG for, right?
Just chilling. And
I go to every meeting.
I think I'm frozen.
Faded. So drunk to every meeting trying to network.
We don't have any, like, why do we? Mm-hmm. I feel like we need to have, by the way, Jack has dropped out due to connectivity issues. The second
no problem.
Of the podcast. And why do we not have a group of actor friends who are just completely actors where we get together, we talk the crap of acting? Why is that not our lives? We live
because,
in LA. Like, what's wrong with us?
I mean, here's the thing. When's the last time you hung out with for real actors?
The day Osama bin Laden died and we all got together in the park and started just letting people watch what we do, man. Art is back.
You did the immediate reenactment in 2011?
Yep.
Celebration?
No, I've never met a legit actor. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. And by the way, I've met many. And I'll say this, real actors, they move a little different than we do. They have different perspectives on the world.
Like they do cardio?
They definitely are doing cardio. They're further on they're towards the Lin-Manuel Miranda. On the scale of Lin-Manuel Miranda to Philip Seymour Hoffman, they are much more Lin-Manuel.
Great scale.
You know what I mean?
And by the way, Lin-Manuel Miranda, the first person to combine acting and rap.
I know. Exactly, bro. Why do you think I brought him up? I mean,
you know, people are rocking with him.
Trying to keep this topic alive. Oh, people are hella rocking with him. And I'm one of them, man.
I'm one of them, too, more than anything.
Yeah, of course.
Well, you know, I feel like people were besmirching him because he was on such a heavy come up.
I know.
It wasn't
haters
about the
came
bone
out
or anything. Mm-hmm. But damn, I've heard some people who have been chilling with him, like whatever.
Who's been chilling with him?
Really crazy famous celebrities that you can't imagine. One of the one or two celebrities that we know.
That we know?
That are not, maybe.
Oh, by the way,
not
my celebrity count is rising very fast. I'll just put it that way.
You can't compete with me, Eric, dude. Guess who I was just chilling with?
Who were you just chilling with?
Well, they didn't know it, but I was just chilling with Julia Louis-Dreyfus on the airplane from 20 rows behind her.
Oh, I saw that, dude. That's legendary.
I saw that, too. I didn't know you posted that. Damn.
I fucking posted that.
So she was what, first class? She was first class?
They don't call it first class anymore. It's just a pod in its own section of the plane.
Oh yeah, trust me, I've been in that one time.
Eric, dude, people I have to ask you, have you ever contributed to the Busted Paparazzi hashtag?
No, because I haven't said this yet, but I'm firmly against invading celebrities. James B. Jones reporting. I am firmly against. Because
I know you've seen. I know for a fact you've seen a fucking celebrity and you haven't taken a goddamn picture of them.
I've been fucking close enough to take them out physically.
Well, call me, dude. I'll fucking get over. I can get anywhere in LA in under 10 minutes, man. Seriously.
I know.
The back roads, yeah. I know.
You got the gas powered lime scooter that you re.
I can get anywhere, dude.
You hooked the motor up to it.
West Hollywood to fucking Glass Hill Park. 2 minutes, man.
We had a neighbor growing up that got so many DUIs that his license was taken away, and he took a regular, Nate, I could somehow imagine you doing this. He took a regular mountain bike and put a motor on it, like the loudest motor you've ever heard, and he had to start it up like a lawnmower, and then he would just go around.
I thought about doing this once. Some guy almost convinced me to do this to my road bike in Chicago. He was like, I can just hook up like a fucking lawnmower to it, and it'll... And I was like, fuck, that sounds like really awesome. Like I thought
about it. So loud, popping everywhere, people like spitting at you as you go to your improv show.
Oh, man. My goodness.
But back to rap, bro.
Hip hop.
Please.
Hip hop, so I mean to say. Now let's talk about hip hop dancing. Because I felt like all the girls in school were doing hip hop dancing and they're wearing sweats. And they're wearing the Nikes, and they look like they're having a good time, but I was never invited. I don't know if they have that for males.
Oh, they definitely do. When you get a bunch of guys
male hip-hop dancing class.
Under Armour, tight-ass Under Armour shirts, and blue, really thin blue athletic shorts, and you put on the B2K and Omarion, and you have them come do a little dance at the talent show.
Oops.
That was the peak hip-hop dancing right there.
I love it. I mean, I would once I lose the weight, it's hip hop time for hip hop dancing. Once I'm skinny again, it's time to get my body moving in that type of way.
Why don't you use hip hop dancing as your method of, you know, getting some good cardio in?
Because dude, I'm already doing so much cardio, blow your mind. The amount of swimming that me and Nate do.
Why don't you do a weight training version of hip hop dancing?
I'm gonna try to like
see your mind turning, trying to figure out exactly how to do that. See that?
I mean, once you said weight training, yeah, I got a little more excited, dude. Yeah. Me and Nate the other day, I don't think we've talked about this yet, but we were at the Y, and we were swimming early in the morning, and there's like an army of 65 plus year olds that are just taking over every lane, and I finally got in a lane, and I was calling Nate over because the other person left, and right as I called him over, this woman with flippers and paddles on her hands and like a full dry suit hopped in the lane, and so but me Nate and her shared the lane, which is so stressful because you have to swim counterclockwise, you know, you're splitting a lane.
And I hated it.
This woman was Nate
was cooking
pissed.
It cooking you guys.
She was smoking. Did she ever pass you, Nate?
Yes, but I just because I was too winded, I was just kind of like hanging back. Yeah. And she was like, are you like, she was kind of like shaming me. Like, are you serious? Like, you're really like stopping after.
She said that?
One lane. No, she kind of, but she looked at me in that way. Like,
she gave me that look too one time.
Here, Eric, this is going to be you once the weight drops.
Oh, let's see.
Have you seen this guy?
Oh,
the hips.
Yeah, see, look, it's all in the hips, bro.
You could do that right now.
I could try, but not with that style of finesse.
His name's Nate, too. His name's Nate Vibes.
Ooh, do you guys know about the rapper Big Lurch?
Yeah.
No.
Nate, you don't know about Big Lurch?
Big Lurch?
Big Lurch was a Houstonian rapper. Big Lurch. Texas boy. Check this out. This song is actually good. Listen to how dark this song is.
Whoa.
Ooh. I'm from Texas, boy.
Oh, A-Town.
Damn, that's, he's kind of got that dark, haunted style of rapping, right? Well, guess what he did, bro? He got high on PCP, and he ate his girlfriend.
The whole thing?
He, I think, was in psychosis and started eating her and ate her lung. Was eating her lungs. God
damn.
And now he's gone. He's in prison.
That's no good.
But that is the danger of that style of, that's why I wanted to bring this up, is that type of psychosis is real. So be very careful.
If you're going to do PCP, just get a trip sitter, get a trip straight sitter. Jacket, get a trip sitter who's got martial arts experience.
I recommended this to you, Eric, but there's this artist. I think he's been around for a while, and I was telling you he sounds exactly like MF Doom. And his name is Curious with a K. Did you ever check?
Wow.
Check this out.
I know, I haven't listened yet. No.
Here, check out this. This is amazing. Oh wait, hold up. Is it out there? Most of this podcast is just technical difficulties.
Yeah, and showing different songs.
Yeah.
Sounds just like him.
This album is amazing. It's called The Magician. Spelled wrong, but Curious with the K. I've been really rocking with this guy. And I think he's older artist that just came out.
Oh, really?
With a new album. Yeah.
My question for you guys is this. When I was about 18, discovered MF Doom in maybe 2010, and I became obsessed. Jack, I don't know if you went through this phase, but Nate, I feel like you did.
Oh, I fucking love... Dude, I was on the LimeWire. That was one of my top LimeWire artists was MF Doom.
My question is, what... Yeah. Why did it resonate so hard for the white boys? Why did because I bet if you went to one of his shows, it would be the white boy army. You know, what is it? What is it about
him? I bet you so many of artists are like, God damn it. Like they go out into their concert.
I didn't want not this, not these guys.
They're like, oh God, are you kidding me? They see me front row, bald as fuck, like knowing every lyric to
This is exactly how I feel about my Armani intensity at my comedy shows. I'm like, bro, what have I done to attract this? What did I just say?
Did you say Armanian? Armenian?
Armanian.
I said Armanian. Damn, my brain is melting. Quickly melting. What do you think that's from?
I mean, Armani, it's not, dude. You had fashion on the brain, I think. Because that's amazing fashion. Because
I'm in
dude.
LA. I can't believe
and
I
you know about
Armani.
The brand Alfani. You know about Alfani, the brand Alfani? Almani, that's the Macy's underwear brand. Armani. I fucking rock.
I love underwear.
Alfani. Alfani jeans. Armani sweats. Armenian and
Milano cookies. Man. What are those cookies with that look like a big long sticks with the cream in the middle?
P.
What'd you say? P?
Pirouettes or something?
I don't know.
P, bro. I'm certain about that. And don't laugh at
penis?
Me. Never laugh at me.
When I was
dreaming it, sounds like a penis to me, bro.
Nate.
We're going off the rails. We're going off the rails this time. I had so much caffeine this morning.
You're losing it.
I'm
by the way, you've
it.
Moved back home,
listeners.
Right? You're back.
Well, yeah, no,
have
no.
Gone
it's
down.
A trial thing. It's just a trial period as I reassess my
it's
life.
It's been 6 months, Eric. Like, I don't think this is a trial.
No, it hasn't. I'm on a green screen of the LA apartment.
Oh, dude, I just thought of a fucking story.
What is it, man? What could it be?
All right. So if you know me, you know that I did a little, whatever, who gives a shit comedy video back in the day. I went on to the Steve Harvey show. I went and watched it in an audience with 2,000 men. We were watching 100 women on
legendary.
Stage at the Chicago Theater. And,
oops.
Yeah, did a little video there in the crowd supporting. And then I went back to do a Steve Harvey audience member video round two, just in the regular studio. But they kind of put me in a seat where you couldn't see me, so it didn't work. But before that, they did it was Battle of the Sexes. So they did categories game, like with the as a warm-up act. And they're like, we need three men, three women. So I was like shaking my fucking hands so hard. I got fucking picked. Oh, shit. Here I go. I'm about to win a hat. And it was the like one of the categories was like rappers. And I was naming all these like really old 90s, old head back in a fucking Dos Effect style, old rap artists. And I was, you know, me. Lanky is all hell, white boy. And the guy who was the warm-up host was going, what the fuck? Why do you keep saying these guys? Then, whatever, I'm impressing everybody. Meanwhile, this is where it gets funny. The last category, right? It's one man left, me, and two ladies. And they go, all right, what should the final category be? And all the men, they go, we'll let the men pick. And the men all go, beer, man. Hey, you know what I'm saying? Everyone's all hype. Okay. And little does everybody know, I'm a fucking extreme humorist, right? You know,
right.
So it starts out, the girls start, they go, Bud Light. Gets to me, lemonade, I say.
Now, what the hell did you say?
I said
you lemonade. You said what?
I said lemonade, and the ladies win. They all get the gifts instead of the men. So this is the type of story that I'll be saying.
Were you?
The men were not happy.
Were the men pissed at your answer?
Yeah, they were pissed.
That's called action. That's action being done by a feminist.
Dude.
Yeah.
Right.
Battling sexism.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
Actually out there doing fucking shit instead of everybody out here fucking talking about it. Jack's out here going on game shows to get the message out. So shout out to you, man. Mm-hmm.
Thanks, man. And by the way, when Ant-Man 2 comes out and I'm on the press tour, trust me, I'm going to be telling that story for no reason over and over again.
Ant-Man 2's been out, bro. Put it that way. And they did Quantumania.
Damn. This
should we
Ant-Man?
Should we go through the fucking the decades of rap and kind of maybe say the best artist? We got to do a top five at some point because that's a big thing.
All right. Top name five three rappers from the 70s.
Dylan.
I couldn't even do it. I think it wasn't pretty much maybe the first. I don't know. I'm not too knowledgeable about this, but I think in like the late 70s, there were some people going like hip hop, that type of rapping where it's like,
right.
I went to the store and I got some hay.
I think that was just coming back.
Oh, I want to say this. You know, there's such thing as the grandmother of hip hop. Her name is Sylvia. Do you guys know about Sylvia?
No, what's she up to? Lightness.
I'm trying to look up why she's called the grandmother of hip hop. I'll find that out later. But she has one of the most, listen to this song, okay? Listen to the beginning of this, because people back then knew how to be sensual in a way that, frankly, I think we've lost. Now, just check this out. You hear that in the voice, right? That's just the beginning, but by the end, she's moaning. She's being sensual on the mic in a way that I think the current artists, Sabrina Carpenter can talk about doing that style of dirty deed, but she's not expressing it in the same way as beautiful Sylvia Robinson, the grandmother of hip hop, did.
You're on like the worst first date of all time right now.
At Noodles and Company, playing that. split the J.
Getting pad thai at Noodles and Company.
Split the bill.
Yeah. I'm pouring Fireball into my Diet Pepsi.
Asking for head like mid.
What else could be hilarious about this? You fucking work there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm on break.
You're on break. Got the hookup, by the way. On me.
20%.
Half on me.
You get a fat discount. You get it for don't free. You're still charging eats. Her money. This is your scam.
Giving someone your shift meal.
The shifty. But I just had to say that because, I mean, shout out. I mean, didn't that song make you guys feel a bit sexy?
I like that. I like now, that a lot. Now, imagine this.
Imagine a world where you come home, you put that on the record player. Oops, light the candle. You don't even have a TV in the living room, dude. Just a record player.
Just a flat screen.
You pour the wine. You put just light the candles. You put down the sex pillow. Oops, here we go. That's how they used to do it, by the way.
You know it's on when I take out the old sex heads. Pillow.
Oh, yeah, the ergonomic sex pillow.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye, back pain.
What else did you guys want to talk about today?
Interesting question.
It was hip-hop, really, but...
Yeah.
Something yeah. about... I had a dream last night that I really liked hard-boiled eggs. But let's not talk about that.
Who's a modern hip hop artist, rapper that you guys are personally rocking with?
Let's be careful with our endorsements here.
Right.
Because there's obviously.
I hate to say it, but I'm almost embarrassed, but I like Playboi Carti a lot. I think he's great.
Yeah.
Cool, he does man. It for me. He just does it.
Nice, dude.
I don't think his last album was that great, but the couple ones before that, full album, every song banger.
Yeah, I agree, man. And you know, I gotta say, Dochi, I'm drawing her every night. I've been sending her drawings, paintings. I'm loving what she's up to. I love the style. I love the. But I honestly, her Grammys performance. I think I brought it up before. The Grammys performance was rocking. Frankly,
you know, she was sick during that. She was like had a fever. Jordan game no, that six sounds style. Like
Michael Jordan get yeah Jordan games. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Jack, do you have any modern rappers that you're listening to?
Let me scroll through my amazing Spotify. Oh, you know who I got to give it up
who
to?
Who else is fucking popping right now, man? I got to check through my...
Young Lean, Blade.
Blade.
If you're listening to Logic, I'm going to need you to show me your computer setup because I know it's fire. That's for sure.
Yeah.
I'm going to need to see
that. Did you see him begging to be on Conan O'Brien's podcast? He put out a video. Logic was like, Conan. He was like, Conan, I'm one of the biggest Conan heads in the world. And this was like maybe 3 weeks ago. And I haven't seen him on the podcast. So,
well, they have a delayed release schedule. So it's probably already in the bag. Man.
So, do you guys, fuck, what was I going to fucking say?
Ask it, man. Be bold, dude.
I can't remember.
Have you guys heard Cash Cobain ever? This is the most sexual rapper out right now. Like, it's, every song is nasty, what is it? Dude. Just, like,
P. Diddy nasty?
He's like, what is his one song? He's like, pussy tastes like rum punch. All I need is one munch.
No. That's the lyric. I like that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's like the chorus to one of the songs. I'm rocking with that shit heavily. You know who else I love? I mean, we're just going down the gambit, but ASAP Rocky. I really like ASAP Rocky.
Yeah.
I feel like he's always putting out quality records. And he hasn't put out an album in a long time. But
Nate, do you remember at Holy Fuck when we, maybe you weren't there, but we came out to Goosebumps by Travis, maybe Jack, you probably remember this, there's a sketch, it's
no,
maybe
I
the worst
this.
I feel like I've ever bought.
Yes, yeah,
this is a comedy show,
we came out to Goosebumps and like
for some, Travis Scott.
I forget what the sketch even was, but I guess the sketch was just funny that as much us coming out to it.
No, I can describe
it. Silence.
I think I have a good memory of it. Please. It's like, you guys backstage were so hyped about this. You were like, dude, we're gonna, it was like a runner. Jesus. Like, it was like three sketches, and you guys were so banking so hard that this would not only hit once, but three times.
Yeah.
And you guys were like, just thinking, I don't know what the sketch was, but it just ate shit every single time. And the first time it was like, oh no, we have to do this like two or three more times.
Oh, it was awful. It was awful. Yeah. Well, shout out hip hop. Shout out to what it's done for the world. And I can't wait to go to my first hip hop concert with you guys at some point before we're 40. Yeah. Please. Please, let's go.
Let's do it. Let's do it in Sweden.
Can't wait.
I'm serious. Yeah, Young Lean, we're flying out. I do like Young Lean. I know that's like a 2015 reference, but he's still pumping good shit out. Okay.
Okay. So, well, it's about that time of day. What gave everybody joy? Yeah. It's an important
motion. Well, this is sort of an upcoming joy, but I feel like I'm going to use it twice because what I'm sort of basing my trip around is going to Underworld. I guess you call it a concert with my friends Cole and Dennis, and I can't fucking wait for this shit. It's in Seattle.
The Underworld, so if there's concert, what is this?
Do you know the band Underworld?
No.
You know the song Jumbo? Do do do, do. Or the one you probably know the best is Born Slippy, from
the movie
from Trainspotting. I'm just gonna play it really quick. This is sort of a musical episode. This is there.
Yeah, that's Born Slippy.
Do you recognize that, Nate? Julio, do you recognize this?
Yeah, I think so. Is that in a movie?
Yeah, Trainspotting. Yeah, anyways, they have a lot of good music, and I can't wait for this shit. So my joy on Thursday will probably be reporting back about how it went. But that's my joy.
Damn, that sounds amazing. Born Slippy.
What about you guys?
The playlist.
It's a classic.
Well, I went to have you ever been to this mall in LA, Eric? It's called the Westfield Century City 16 Mall or something. It's like near Beverly Hills. It's like it's like the nicest mall in LA. It's like a hybrid, like outdoor indoor mall. And let's just say they have everything there. They have a lot of different types of coffee, donut shops, literally everything you could imagine is there. And we spent a really long time in this mall. And then I saw Friendship, which was amazing. Everyone go see that. I think when does it come out, Eric? Like nationwide?
It's out now.
Is it out already?
It's I think it's extended previews until the 23rd, maybe. So yeah, 23rd? But I think it's out in a lot of cities. Yeah,
that was so fun. But yeah, everyone should go check out that fucking movie. Eric's in it, of course. And yeah, just had a great
one of the
day
biggest parts in the film. Yeah.
Jack, what gave you joy, man?
Damn it! Well, there was a Turkish song that I was trying to put on this Turkish rapper, but. That's absolutely not it. probably Mother's Day was so awesome. Did I already talk about
this?
What
happened, man?
My folks came to town in New York City, of all places. And you know what? My dad, I know it was Mother's Day, respect to mothers, but my father was making me laugh because I was forgetting our similarities. But this man's walking around town. He's keeping a bagel totally loose in his pocket and taking it out and taking bites of it and putting it back in. That was making me laugh. I was identifying with him. And there was one point we were having dinner. It was me, my girlfriend, my parents, and my girlfriend and my mom were talking, and they said, my mom used this huge fucking word. And
Raleigh didn't bat an eye. And me and my dad, like our heads like darted over at each other. We were like, what the fuck was that? And then for the next day or so, we were trying to figure out what that word was. We couldn't figure it out. And we were both just like, what the fuck was it? But it was so big. And it was a funny reminder to see how similar your brain can be to your parents. For better and for worse. To
your father.
Interesting.
Right.
But some of that shit was funny. Well, we've done it again.
This was an amazing another deep episode. Dive. I can tell that the Freestyle Friday, I don't know if that's still going in the subreddit, r/joytactics, might be crazily popping off this week. I want to hear your Definitely. Best freestyles via text, a text-based freestyle.
And why don't people put a little instrumental down too? Like, whoever posts it, you should put a link to the instrumental that we're rocking with.
That should be the post. It should be an instrumental, and everybody kind of, that's your basis for your text-based freestyle. And I want to see just a huge thread of you're off the dome. And I want it really to really be off the dome too, typing it as you're going and
no backspace. Right.
Don't think of it ahead of time. Just off the dome, type it as you go. Think of those rhymes. Think of those that structure. Looking forward to that.
Please.
All right, let's get some Advil, everybody.
Oh, okay, guys.
Peace.
Well. That concludes another incredible fucking episode of Joy Tactics. Head over to patreon.com/joytactics to unlock exclusive weekly bonus episodes. And make sure to follow us on social media where we post fire TikToks and hilarious shit like that. And if you loved the shit you just listened to, make sure to subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. Thanks for listening, and remember, we are shaped by our thoughts, we become what we think. When the mind is pure, joy follows like a shadow that never leaves.